Notes and references. 1. See the editorial by Sivananthi Thainanthiran in this bulletin. 2. Aisha Imam and Neera Yuval Davis, Introduction, 918, in Warning Signs of Fundamentalisms, Nottingham, UK, Women Living Under Muslim Laws, 2004, cited in Arrow, an advocacy brief, post-2015 development agenda influences of religious fundamentalism on sexual and reproductive health and rights of women, accessed May 20, 2017, http://arrow.org.my/wp-content/upload/2015/04/religious-fundamentalism-and-post-2015_policy-brief_2014.pdf. 3. Gita Sanghal, Two Cheers for Multiculturalism, in Warning Signs of Fundamentalisms, Nottingham, UK, Women Living Under Muslim Laws, 2004, accessed May 20, 2017, http://www.wlml.org/site/wlml.org/file/import/english/pub/pdf/wsf/06.pdf. 4. Icon and AWID, Extremism as Mainstream, Implications for Women, Development and Security in the MENA/Asia Region, 2, accessed May 20, 2017, http://www.iconpeacework.org/dev/wp-content/upload/2014/04/extremism-as-mainstream.pdf. 5. Aisha Imam, The Devil is in the Details, At the Nexus of Development, Women's Rights, and Religious Fundamentalisms, Toronto and Mexico City, Association for Women's Rights in Development, 2016, 5-6, accessed May 20, 2017, https://www.awidi.org/publication/devil-details. 6. National Secular Society, What is Secularism? Accessed May 20, 2017, http://www.secularism.org.uk/what-is-secularism.html.